how do you think the city of Abbotsford can get more ethnic diversity?
Before I start, I should acknowledge that I live on Stolo lands, unceded Stolo land here, and I'm privileged to do that. And my other privilege that I need to acknowledge is being a white male in this country. I need to work hard all the time to try and see things from everybody's perspective. In Abbotsford, the leadership, the corporate leadership, the political leadership tends to be male dominated. Yet, as we know, 50% of our citizens are female. After that split, a 50-50 split, 25% of our citizens have their roots in the Punjab. I think the previous council, we darn near had that representation where 50% was male, 50% was female, and a quarter of them had their roots in the Punjab. So that was pretty exciting to see that, but we've lost it again. And it's rare to see that.
What steps could be taken to be more diverse, not only like you said, in the ethnic background, but inviting young people to participate into society, into decision-making?
You know, it's very difficult to get young people to vote in our elections. The voter turnout for sort of under 30 years of age people at civic elections is just abysmally tiny. I believe it's because they don't think they can make a difference. They don't think that their vote matters. So as a society, it's incumbent upon our government structures to be out in the community, showing people that they really can have an effect, that they do matter, that their voices are heard. That costs money. For the city to go out and do that, it's going to take a great big whack of budget to do it. And it's easy to not do it. And it doesn't seem to bite very hard if you don't do it. You know, the city's pretty good. They've got all sorts of stuff printed in Punjabi. You go into City Hall, into the building department, and the walls are full of flyers translated into Punjabi. These questions you're asking me are exactly what needs to happen for our society to be more receptive to diverse communities. And people need to talk about it because of people asking the questions, because we are becoming more aware of the issues. It gets better and better every year.
How can we get more progressive voices to be more active in the Fraser Valley?
I think it's happening. One of the big pushes for it is the young people moving out from the more expensive Vancouver to the cheaper housing here in the Valley. And I really do think that we are becoming more and more progressive slowly out here. The Abbotsford Mission riding elected an NDP MP, for heaven's sakes. And the Green candidates are typically taking, you know, up to 15 and even 17% out here now, whereas some years ago, it was more like 3%. So we are becoming more progressive. I think it's young people that do it, you know, as they grow up. The environment, especially as it relates to diversity, is so radically different today than it was decades ago.
Could you explain some of the work you've been a part of to move this area to more diversity?
In Abbotsford, we started out the Sister City Committee with Fukugawa in Japan. And so I spent 6 years struggling horribly trying to learn Japanese. And to this day, I try to keep our Sister City relationship going. City Hall has abandoned it, but we need to get that going when COVID's over again. I've always been a good, strong conservative, but it started to dawn on me after a while that there were some issues with the conservatism. And I started working with the Greens about 15 years ago. And I love bringing together members of a community. I spend lots of time at the university, at the public events. The Dean of Science has a lecture series and other things happen there that I'm allowed to go to as a member of the public. Every week for the last 2 years, every Friday, I have a standing appointment with the executive director of the Abbotsford Arts Council. We consult with how she's doing as being an ED. In previous years, I've had weekly meetings with the editor of the university's Cascade newspaper, and there's some other young people that I meet with every week. Just trying to talk through the difficulties of life and business and school.
We've all seen what the Black Lives Matter movement did in America this year. How do you think it's affected Canadian society?
I think it's increased Canadian awareness of issues. So we don't have the same issues that the Americans have got, but we have our own set of issues. We watch them so closely, and their troubles make us understand our troubles better, I think. So it's a very good influence on us. I'm glad there's a Black Lives Matter movement down there. I'm not sure exactly how it should replicate up here and in what sector, but I'll bet you it does in a number of sectors just by making us more aware of minority groups.